At the beginning of Shir on Thursday, I mentioned to you a kasha that I had not found in any of the Mefarshim, question of why there's no discussion here of the fact that one neighbor is planting a tree and the yanika of the tree is from the earth that doesn't belong to him. The roots are going into his neighbor's field and they're yanik. Why isn't the yanika itself a cheshbin that the neighbor should tell him to take away a tree? Because he being naive, who gave you permission to be yanik for my field? And if you're going to want to say that Zenehenev is alei chaser, well, in this case, he's a chaser because it's going to affect his bar. So why can't he tell him you have no right to be yanik? And we discussed it a little bit, but as I mentioned to you, I don't see any of the mefarshim here that is the kasha. This morning, I was learning in the study in shul, and sort of ben gavra l'gavra in my learning, the computer was there, so I did a computer search for the shaila, and I found it in Igros Moshe on a different topic. And Rav Moshe was asked this question: why the Anika is not a cheshbon for Niskei Shcheinim? The tshuva is in Yeridei Chela Gimel, Simen Kufchav Gimel, Dibra Maskel El Tzarech. It's a real mitziah because you would never dream it has anything to do with this Gemara. The Shaila has to do, I believe, the Shaila had to do with Dinei Bikurim. And in the middle of the tshuva, of a long tshuva, someone asked him, Mamish, this question: why one person can't stop the anika of someone else? And Ramesha writes that there's no din bailus on something I own that it's mukhruch that other people have. His lashon is it's mukhruch. That means it's in the mitzvahs that other people are going to have benefit from it. Leka din bailus yischashe shalai adove shasada mukhreches litein shvach. Something that's in the mitzvahs of the way the world is, that someone else has benefit from something that's mine. On such a thing, I can't tell somebody that you can't, I don't give you permission. Gives an example, I think what he means. Let's say I build a wall. I'm your neighbor, I put up a wall. So you're going to have enough of my wall, it's a hot day, and you're going to sit in the shade of my wall. I'm going to tell you, I don't give you permission. You're having enough of my wall, it's the shade of my wall. I don't give you permission. So it's not because of Zenehenev is of a chassid that I'm allowed to have hanor. It's because that's the mitzias of a wall between two rishosim is that it gives hanor to the other side. It's part of the mitzias of the world that certain things people have benefit other people, and things that are under this category of things that are in the Hechrich Metzias Habriya, Ramesha says that you can't answer on someone else. Let's say somebody has a beautiful house. He tells people, I don't want you looking at my house. I want you to look at the house. It's worth a lot of money. I have a beautiful painting on the house. And I don't want anybody to look at my house unless they pay me. So it's done the same thing. Why can't he say he doesn't want? All right, maybe it's an end of his alech chasim. We'll say it's avidi lemeger. I'm going to charge people to come and to look. Right, there are such palaces out that people charge for other people to come and to look at it. Ramesh is saying something that it's in the mitzias. If you live next door to someone and he has a nice house, so maybe you're going to see the house. You can't ask on someone. So. Yeah, I'm not sure it's true. It may be that you're taking away nutrients, in which case it's different than the shadow of the wall or looking at someone. If I'm not sure exactly that the metzius is 100% that way that you're taking away, but let's say you are taking away nutrients, the Ramesh says that's still nothing. that there's no bialus. His language is there's no bialus. There's no ownership on something that it's part of the mitzvah sabri is that someone else is going to have anah from it too. If you don't have a bialus on that, he only gives the example of the geder. He doesn't explain the example. He says what of zenan of his alechasim. But remember, the Rishonim that hold by Zenan of Zalachasi, you could stop the other person. But these types of Hanah, which it just works out that way, neighbors have certain benefits from each other. He says that there's no bailos on the chelik that's Mimela, the other person will have Hanah from. So, alright, at least we found somebody who has the kasha. At least that much. Okay, let's get back to the definition of Gira Delay. As soon as we get Gira Delay clear, we can go back to the first mission in the Perek and we can start. The problem is we're not going to get Gira Delay clear until probably the end of this man, but at least to get a start at understanding Gira Delay. And we're going to have to work on it the whole man. Whatever I tell you today is Bederech Mishnah Rishayna, the way we understand it as we're starting the Perek. And if you have problems with it, so, you know, I have no problem trying to straighten out the bumps in the road. We have to start from somewhere. So we're going to start along the Mahalach of Rav Aryeh Leib, that there are two ways to understand Gira Delay. One way to understand Gira Delay, that Rav Yaisi is Maida, by Gira Delay, that the Mazik is the one who has to remove the Hezek. So one way to understand is that all the cases of Gira Delay, you're a Mazik. You're a mazik mamish. And that's why it's your responsibility. Adam a mazik. Adam is not allowed to be a mazik no matter what. Adam is never allowed to be mazik. Rabbi Yossi is mekel when it's the mamin a mazik. When my mamin is causing damage, my tree is growing roots. So by mamin a mazik, Rabbi Yossi holds that I don't have to be machik by mazik to the extent that I have to uproot my trees. But when it's Adam HaMazik, when a human being is causing damage, human beings never allowed to cause damage. Rabbi Yaisi holds that Gira Delay is a case of Adam HaMazik. Who holds this way? Well, we know Rashi definitely holds this way. Because Rashi teaches Gira Delay that you're doing a Hezek B'Yadayim. But we said we're going to put aside Rashi Shita, because Rashi, we said, is a Das Yachid. So we moved on to Tosfos and the Melukhi Yosef, which we discussed Thursday. And the way we're understanding now, Tosfos and Melukhi Yosef also hold that you're a mazik, because they define Gira Delay as a hezek that's miyad, that starts right away. The hezek starts immediately. In the first Mishnah in the Perek, we discussed the example of Gefes v'Zevel. Someone puts on his ground Gefes v'Zevel near his neighbor's wall. Metzius is, over time, it causes the earth to give way and the wall to collapse. So that is called a hezek that's maschil miyad. It starts right away. Even though the wall's not going to fall maybe for another 2 years, but whatever it is that I'm putting there, the acid of what I'm putting there leaches into the ground. It's starting right away. The minute I put it there, it starts. So it's like an arrow. If someone shoots an arrow, and it takes 2 years for the arrow to travel until it hits something, when it hits something, he's still Adam HaMazik. He's still the Mazik. He shot the arrow. So since he shot the arrow, that is the Taich of Gira Delay. And this is the Shita of Tosfos and the Melukhi Yosef, who both mention the Lashon of the Hezek being Miyad. And I suspect we're going to see it in more than one Tosfos. I mentioned here one Tosfos last week, but we're going to see it in more than one Tosfos. This Lashon that Gira Delay has to be right away. That's the second Shita. Putting after Rashi, that's the second Shita that holds that it's automatic.
Why can't it be
automatic? Because Mamon HaMazik, the Shita of Rabbi Yaisi is that I don't have to be Marchik. I don't have to. I have no chiyuv shmirah on my mamon to this extent.
In case where it's it starts happening right away.
What's the logic to that? What's the svara? The way we're learning light in the seers, that the whole perek is going with the hanacha, Rabbi Yossi in the whole perek, is going with the hanacha that my mamin, I don't have to do shmira if it affects my own use of my karka. The Torah was never mechayim such a shmira. So then what's the difference between kirita lai and not kirita?
Once it starts to do the damage right away, right when I leave it there,
but that contradicts the Yisayid. I mean, the whole Yisayid of Rabbi Yaisi is that Mamon HaMazik, there's no Chiyiv Shmira on Mamon HaMazik where it restricts my use of my property. Now that Yisayid is Emes, so the Giri Delay shouldn't change it. Well, the Giri Delay makes it into a different Mazik. But okay.
But he does damage when it hits it. The asset, a little bit, crystal, then suddenly the world falls down. It's not really the same thing.
Well, it's the same in the sense that the arrow, Kozman, it's flying. Doesn't bother anybody. Same thing, the acid, Kozman, it doesn't knock down the wall. Who cares?
It's really eating it up. Nothing happens.
Well, it eats up the ground. The ground gets soft. And then the little wall falls.
Yeah, the arrow in midair, it's not doing anything. You stop it in midair, nothing happens. If you stop in the middle for a year, there is
something. So it's really making it better in a way, because by the arrow I'm chayiv, even though the whole time nothing happened. Here, when something's happening all along, so it makes even more sense that I'm chayiv for the whole time that it's going. So the Ramban, and there'll be others, but we're going to attribute this to the Ramban for reasons that will become clear in a few minutes. The Ramban, when he explains Gira Delay, the Ramban has a kuntris called Kuntris de Garmi, in which he discusses Gira Delay. He does not mention by Gira Delay that the Hezek is Miyad, that the Hezek starts immediately. He doesn't mention that as a condition of Gira Delay. He does mention that Gira Delay is something which the Hezek comes from the thing that was put down, as opposed to a tree. By a tree, right, where are we starting? We're trying to say, what's the difference between if I plant a tree and over time the Shroshim make a hole in your bar, and the case in the beginning of the Perek of Gefes V'Zevel, where I put Gefes V'Zevel, and over time, the Gefes and Zevel ruin your wall. What's the difference? Ramban's difference is that by the tree, the thing that damages your bar is Noilad. It's created later. It's something which comes into existence afterwards, as the roots grow. Masha'en came by the Gefes and Zevel. The thing that does the damage is the thing that I put down. It's Gira Delay. The thing I put down ultimately did the damage. The Vart is not because it did it immediately, which may or may not be so in all the cases. The Vart is not if it happens immediately. The Vart is that what did damage is the thing I put down. Then it's Gira Delay. If what did damage is not what I put down, something that came later. So something that came later, that's a alanizik lahachik asatzvay, that's not Gira Delay. And then that's why by the tree, Rabbi Yossi's Maida, that there's no chiv. According to this, the din of mazik, of Gira Delay, it's not a mazik tikka din. It's not because I'm mazik you, but it's not because it's Adam I'm mazik. It's Momin I'm mazik. I put Momin down, and later it was mazik you. But we would understand, as Rabbi Leibs explains, that it's a din hachaka, it's a din of hachaka shcheinim. That Rabbi Yossi is made it to the Rabbanan that there are certain rules of hachakas nizikin, that shcheinim have to be marchik the nizik one from the other. And in the Ramban, we'll understand that it's not als mazik. It's out Archokas Nezikin. So that we have a difference of opinion between Tosis and the Mukhi Yosef on one side. The Ramban, it's Hashem over the year, over this man, we'll see others who hold it's out Archokas Nezikin. And they argue as to how the Gira Delay case of Rabbi Yossi, what defines Gira Delay? Is it because you're a Mazik? Or is it because you're a because of Harchakas Nezik. Now there are two machleiksei rishayim that I'd like to learn with you today, which lachaira, and I say lachaira with a capital lamed, lachaira are tali in this. We may find not in Gansan that's tali in this. Lachaira they're tali. One, Rabbi Yalev himself discusses clearly, and the second discusses somewhat less clearly. So I'd like to discuss two machleiks in the rishayim that we're going to have throughout the perek, which on the Geya to the Gira delay of Rabbi Yis. The first machlaikis is the case of Samach Beheter. Now let me explain what I mean. When we learned the Mishnah, when we were talking about the Rabbanon, I talked to you about the Rabbanon, if the tree comes first, that's called Samach Beheter. What does it mean, it's Samach Beheter? The tree came before the bar. Since the tree is being mazik the bar, if there's no bar, so I could certainly plant the tree. If there's no bar in my neighbor's field, I said, I could plant the tree. The question is, I plant the tree first. He digs his bar second. Is there such a kula as Samach as Beheter or Samach, Samach Beheter? Is that a kula or that's not a kula? Now that's one shaila like the Rabbanon. I mentioned to you what Taisus on Yechesam and Beis. That's a shaila in the Rabbanon. Today we're not discussing it in the Rabbanon. Today we're moving on to Rabbi Yaisi. According to Rabbi Yaisi, in the case of Gira Delay, not the tree case, because Rabbi Yaisi owns the tree case, it's not Gira Delay. According to Rabbi Yaisi, let's say in the case that he's Maida of the Gefes Vezevel. What happens if I want to put down Gefes V'Zevel and your wall is not there yet? You have no wall there. And I'm putting down Gefes V'Zevel. And you come to me, if you don't say anything, so there's no dentire, I put it. You come to me, you say, you know, I plan to put up a wall soon. I don't want you to put Gefes V'Zevel there. I don't want you to put it there because I'm planning to put up a wall. I don't know what's going to happen. I'll put up the wall. It'll be a schlep to get you, help you get rid of it. You're going to tidy. You can keep it there. I don't want you to put Gefes and Zevel because I plan to put up a wall. That's Samach Beheterah. You want to put it Samach next to my field. You want to do a Beheterah. You're saying there's no Nizik. How can you stop me? There's no Nizik. You can't have a Mazik without a Nizik. So there's nothing to get damaged. So I would like to put it there. What's the din in such a case? So this is a machlekes rishayim. The Ramban, which Rabbi Yalei brings, the Ramban answers. The Ramban says that you can't put the Gefes and Zevel there even before the wall is up, if the neighbor protests, so you can't put it up. So the Ramban says that it's also to put Gefes and Zevel before the wall is up. Taisus and Yedzayin Amid Beis disagrees Balashim Pshitas. Taisus Lashin and Yedzayin Amid Beis Dibra Mathla Marchikin. What? They're all talking with a Machav. If he doesn't make a Machav, then you always could. Taisa says, Vadai Mutal Lismaich. Right, and the Ramban's saying there's no Samach Beheter. There's no such thing as Samach Beheter. Nachinami. We discussed, it's true, there's Samach Beheter lechatchila whether you can put it up, and if you put it up, whether you get a chazaka. So the Ramban is saying there is no Samach Beheter because he could stop him right away. He says, you're not allowed to, you're not. He could stop him from putting Gefes and Zevel right away.
But if he didn't stop him,
like the Ramban, it would be some of the Hetzer, because he could have made a Mechah, Nachinami. In Nachinami. There are two questions. One is whether you could put it there in the first place, and one is whether, B'di Yeved, you get a Chazakah. That's what the Ramban does say, you do get a chazaka. So it's true, you get a sum of the heter. Okay, so let me phrase it better. Are you allowed to be saimach? The question is whether you could be saimach before the hezek, before the nizik is there. As I explained. The expression sum of the heter maybe is about 100%. But, yeah. It seems that way. We'll see it in Ruki Yosef on Papoy Yunah, and I think it'll depend how we understand his lashon. At any rate, the Ramban says that you're not allowed to put. I could stop you from putting the gefes and zevel even before the wall is put up. Taisus and Yezayinam and Beis, Yibar Maslam Archikin, Vadai Mutta Lismaich Beshein Kaisel, Shemaza Kolom, Ukashiach Baitzel, Lasses Kaisel, Yasser Sagefis. Taisus says that it should Zicha be Mutter. Taisus says if it's Mazik the Karka, and later on, then if it's Mazik the Karka right now, then it's Taka Os. But for me to put it there, where it causes zero hezek right now, he says I'm zecha allowed to do that. So you have is the Ramban and Taisus. Zokter bar yaleib. So you could stop him later. Yeah, Taisus, you could stop him later. Which fits the shita said that there's no some of that doesn't give a chazaka. The Zokter bar yaleib, let's think about this. What is this Tali? If you hold that the whole point of gira delay is because it's an adam amazik, is because the person is doing damage, so then how could you ask a person to put gefes and zevel before the nizik is here? You can't call that a maisa of mazik. There's no nizik. How do you call that a maisa of mazik? There is no nizik here. So the Ramban who answers has to hold that this works al harchakas nizikin, the din of shcheinim being marchik nizikin, which is the Ramban shita, is going l'shitasai, because since he holds it's a din of harchakas nizikin from shcheinim, so the din of harchakas by shcheinim could work even before the wall is put up. Because if it's a halacha that I have to be watch out for you, you're my neighbor. I have to watch out for you, so I have to be marchik. So that makes sense, even if the wall's not up yet. It makes sense that I should have to be marchik. Masha'enkein, if you learn, it's automatic. If you learn that the reason gira delay, Rabbi Yaisi says, gira delay, you have to be marchik. You have to be marchik. Why? Because you're a mazik. If the reason gira delay after marriage is because I'm a mazik, which is taisa shita, so taisa shita makes sense. That right now, I have a right to put down the gefes v'zevel, because right now I'm not a mazik, so I have a right to do it. So taisvis, and presumably the Muki Yosef, who hold that the din of gira delay is because I'm a mazik when I do something that's gira delay, because I'm a mazik. You hold because I'm a mazik, so then you can only stop me if the wall is up already, if the nizik is up already. She'en kein, the Ramban, who holds that gira delay is al tzarchokas nizikin by shcheinim, that shcheinim have a din to be marchi from each other, so that din could apply even before I put up the wall. Makes a lot of sense. Each one the shitasa. So this would appear to be a nafgamina between the two mahalchim. And as I say, this is a machloikis that we're going to discuss at length on Yitzayinam and Beis, Yudchesam and Aleph, and Yudchesam and Beis, at least in three different amudim. And it's going to come back. So this is a machloikis that we should try to keep sort of on the front burner, to keep in mind. What? No, because Taisus says in his Teretz on that Taisus that since it erodes the ground, Yizichel could stop it. Taisus in the Habamina, who held, didn't know that it erodes the ground, so they said you can't stop it. The Ramban, you can't stop it because of something that's going to come later. The Ramban, you mean maybe the Ramban only needs because it erodes the ground. That's what you mean. You understand. The Ramban, though, I think, says it by all the hachak, all the nizik. We'll have to see. He says it by all of them, not only by you, but definitely. He says it as a clown. Okay, there's a second machlokes rishayim, but I think we should learn the Gemara's next case. I wanted to finish the Gemara anyhow, so let's learn the Gemara's next case, and then we'll come back to the other machlokes rishayim. Gemara brings a story of Papi Yuna Oni Vehesher Hava. He was a poor man and he became rich. Bona Apadna. So he built an apadna, a palace. Hava ana chatsuri bishuvise. He wanted people that were squeezing or banging shumshumim, sesame seeds, to make sesame oil. You have a daiki shumshumi, have an idea padne. This time you have to press the shumshumi very hard to get any oil out of it. It's not like an olive, right? An olive, I could see how you get oil out of. You get oil out of shumshumi, it's tough. So they were banking it very hard, and his apadna would shake. Also, the kami de ravashi amale. Ki havon be rav kahana av amrinan, maida rav yaisi begira delay. Rav yaisi's maida begira delay. And Gira Delay, and this is Gira Delay, he's banging. This is Gira Delay, the Cholashitis. Mamishun, his bang comes the vibration that's magic. This is definitely Gira Delay. The Kama, and how much banging is tolerable? Kidinayid Nachtama Apume Dechatzla. Now here is a machlaikis, exactly Rashi Taisus, how much is a tolerable amount of banging? Rashi says that if it shakes the cover of the pitcher, Rashi doesn't say it has to fall off, it would shake. That if I have a cover on my pitcher and for the banging it shakes, that's not tolerable. That means less than that is tolerable. The Tisus is a little matmiya, it's still pretty, it's pretty a lot of banging to suffer through if it's a smaller amount. So Taisus says to Zanai the Kadnai that talking Kisha Adam Eches Hakad Biyadai Shazo Dover Muad Harbe, whatever it is, it's a certain amount of banking that's Osir, a certain amount of banking that's okay. Now the truth is, it needs right away a Hesber. Why do I have to tolerate any banking with neighbors? Why do I have to tolerate any banging? Any shaking around? I think Rabbi Aryeh Leib asked, Mali Mazik Harbe, Mali Mazik Mulet. What's the difference, a big banging or a little banging? If it's Archokas, a din of Shcheinim, of Archokas Mazikim because of Shcheinim, so we understand. The rules of Shcheinim, you have to tolerate a certain amount of difficulty from your Shachim. If it's of Mazik, which is what Rabbi Yalev says. He says that. He says, Al-Tachokas, Shcheinim? So Shcheinim, you have to put up with a certain amount. You can't expect your Shachin to be totally quiet, to make zero noise. You can't expect he shouldn't shake anything at all. A certain amount, that's considered tolerable. If it's not Al-Tachokas, Shcheinim, if it's Al-Tamazik, it's a little harder to understand, I suppose, that this is the level that you call the Mazik. Less than that. It's uncomfortable, but it's not everything that's uncomfortable is a mazik. So this is the shear that we have. Well, the pashtus is that Adam is mud la'alam, and even if a person's an onus, so you can't do shmira. You know it's a machlokes. It's onus gomer is potter. Yerushalmi says that onus gomer is potter, and Taisus brings it in Bava Kama. If onus gomer is potter, I don't think the banging of the shumshumi is onus gomer. of the bench on Shul. I don't think so. If it's an honest gomor and you hold honest gomor as part, I'm asking. And it certainly would be that way here too. But I don't think that that's the case of the naive and the muslim. Right. Yeah. But you're not concerned with the noise, you're concerned with the banging, the vibrations. So that's us come of Nefshchenim. You mean that's Oinus? It's hard for me to understand. Let's say you ask a question. I'm pulling my car into the driveway at midnight. My neighbor says, I want to sleep. So I tell him, neighbors, you know, certain things. You're pulling the car at midnight. It's normal. You know, if you can't sleep, you can't sleep. So I understand that it's mutter. But you're telling me the lumdus is because I'm an oinus. That's why it's mutter. By other mazik, the chiyuv doesn't come from shmir. By mamon mazik, it comes from the chiyuv shmir. By other mazik is chayiv, other mudlar. An oinus gomor, oinus achmona patra. Okay, at any rate, this is the story of Papa Yunar. The Rishonim all ask on this story that he had a chazaka. The neighbor was banging Shum Shumi already for many years. And the neighbor had a chazaka already. So if he had a chazaka, why could you stop him? So Taisvis says that that's why the Gemara said, Ani Ani the Hesher Haya. To tell you, Ravusa Nakat Taisvis, Shaya Ani. And he would never dreamt that he would eventually build a fancy house. So even though the other person already had a chazaka, you still have to be ma'achuk, you should have a giridithu. Because it's giridideh, you still have to be ma'achuk. I forgot the samach beheter. Even though it was samach beheter, here was also Samach Beheter, right? It's a case of Samach Beheter. Samach Beheter means he started making his Shum Shum plant in that location because there was no Isser. There was no Isser. Still, ain't Sarach Laharchik, Afilu Begira Dileik, Itanya, Mayaref Ispoko Kedemus Laitzer, Mutter, Wadin Chadush al Naftaimin Utzvahim, Vechilik Bendiro Lashar, Lufiyam Asgon. So Taisus says in the first chat in Taisus that Samach Beheter is not a, doesn't help you. Samach Beheter, it doesn't help. That's what Agamar is telling you by Papi Unoi, that even though you were Samach Beheter, it doesn't give you a chazak. I'm Rabbeinu Tam. So Rabbeinu Tam says, you know why over here you don't have to be marchit? That normally you would have a chazaka. And here, why doesn't he have a chazaka? The Baal Hashem Shemin, he has no chazaka. Because loy kaviyah tashmishayu. What is loy kaviyah? It's a hard word to teach. Loy kaviyah tashmishayu kolkach kihanach dalel. So the way Rav Shmuel teaches, all the other things are constant. You put whatever you put. You put gefes, you put water, whatever you put, it's a constant thing. Shum Shum is not that way. You don't bang 24 hours a day. There are times you bang, times you don't bang. Each day is a new mazik. So Taisa is saying, like Avia Tashmishayu, it's not a constant Tashmish. Each day you bang is a new mazik. And because each day that you bang is a new mazik, it's no chazaka. You can't have a chazaka for something that's not a constant. Something that's a constant, you get a chazaka for. Something that's that changes, that you don't get a chazaka for. When the Nevi Yosef brings down this Taisus Kasha, so the Mukhi Yosef brings the same kasha, and he says two different terutzim. He says, "Ahi chazaka loy mahanyelu, the chalhecha shloy haya baynisham, loy haya yachlim ches biyadam, kivan shadayin loy haya mazikin loy." His first pshat is that you can't stop a person. You can't stop the person in the first place. If he wants to put it before the nizik is there, you can't stop him. So the first thing Muki Yisuf says is the way we said it should be the Muki Yisuf Shita, that you can't stop a person in the beginning, and since you can't stop him, therefore there's no chazaka. This is no right to other cases. He's going on only the Heshir, but that's what he says. He says, "Afilim neimu daf ben hazakim dole maski miyad yesh loyim chayis." Even he's going to say like the Rambam, that you could be meicha, that you could be meicha on somebody who wants to put it there beforehand. Kadesh is like starch l'satzim yimay b'ding shiur to live nice. Afilah hachi hay nezek ein lechazaka dikakutra ukebesa kisei dami. Let me explain. The second teres in Muki Yisuf is that there's something called kutro besa kisei. Kutro besa kisei is a higher level of mazik. The worst mazik in the perek is a category called kutra or besakise. Kutra is smoke, and besakise is a bad odor of a besakise before plumbing existed. By kutra and besakise, we're going to have like a super mazik. They're a mazik that you can't get a chazaka, even if you simach for 3 years. And even if you saimach and the other person already has his house there, there's no chazakis for kutra and beis hakisa. Because they disturb so much that a person could say, "I was able to be sevelin for a certain amount of time, but I can't be sevelin anymore." There's no chazak if a person is willing to be sevelin for a period of time. It's not a raya, he means that I'll accept it forever. Zak, the Muki Yisuf, in his last teretz, that kutra beis hakisa is as bad a banging and such a vibration that shakes the lids on your pads. That's as bad as kutro besakise. And there's no chazaka for kutro besakise. This is his second teretz, which is going like the Ramban. In other words, he's saying, if you hold that there's no chazaka when you put it beforehand, that's his first teretz. That even though you did it beforehand, there's no chazaka because the nizik wasn't there. Even if you're going to hold that there is a chazaka, but this is worse. This is kutro beis hakisa. So the two terutzim of the Muki Yisuf shtim with the pashtus, with the two mahalchim we have of Taisus or the Ramban. So it could be his first teretz is only on Iva Hesher, then it's not a riot. What? Great second teretz, you don't need on Iva Hesher, and it brings it to be megalitas, the story that the person already had the chazaka before.
It's not that only problem. Maybe that's why there's only an option. Because the
mice
still had to be the first.
He still had to be, I mean, if he was a lekeach.
If the service came before the actual even owned the property, then
the Makuliyam
was
just not tied to him. That may be true. Maybe he's coming to tell you that he owned the karaka.
The owned the karaka, then
so. Okay, perhaps. Perhaps you're right. The Mukhias doesn't speak it out. He seems to say that it's just coming to tell us the way it started. Okay. What I wanted to get to with this is to the second machlokes rishayim. There's a question in case of gira delay. If a person was over an avera, he was supposed to be marchik, he wasn't marchik. With gira delay, and he was warned to be marchik, and he was not marchik. He put gefes and zevel. And he went to Bez, and Bez, he didn't go to Bez, it's irrelevant. He was mechuyev to be marchik, and he didn't. And what do you know? The wall fell down. Is there a chiyuv tashlumin for gira delay? The evidence. If gira delay already happened, it already caused this damage, is there a chiyuv to pay for gira delay l'achar ha'maisa? After the person was now marchik his gira delay, is there a chiyuv tashlumin or there's no chiyuv tashlumin? L'chayra, b'hashkafa rishayna, it should depend on the two mahalchim we discussed. If you hold it's Adam HaMazik, so if you hold it's Adam HaMazik, you should have to pay. If you hold Gira Delay is considered his Maisa, so then there should be a Chiyuv Tashlumi. So that in the Muki Yosef and Taisus L'Chaira should hold that you have to pay. If you hold it's a din of Achok HaShcheinim, of being Marchik, so then it has to do whatever the takon of Achok HaShcheinim is. I have no reason to be mechayivim to pay, unless you'll tell me there was such a takon. But Pashtus, until you prove differently, there should be a halacha that you don't have to pay. L'chayre, that's how it should fall. So let's see what it says in Shulchan Aruch. In Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Kuf Nun Hei, in the cases of Grava, those cases. Okay, hold on. Let's see what says in Shulchan Aruch first. Okay, Shulchan Aruch, there are three sifim that discuss this shayla. All three in Siman Kuf Nun Hei. The first is Siftes Vav. Siftes Vav is this Gemara we just learned. It says, Chayev v'harchi k'day shelo yidnadneid. You mechuyev to move away, you shouldn't shake the other person's house. V'im hizik beis hanidur d'chayev l'shalein, sh'arei mikaychay v'ahem hezik. Here it just says, stoma, you have to pay, no machloikis, no nothing. It says, chayev l'shalein. As I state in Sif Tesvav in our Gemara. Later, in Sif Lamid Dalit, which is the next Gemara, as you know, the Gemara now has Ravina and Amema and Abravashi had a machloikis in the case of the Raksa. Over there, in Sif Lamed Dalet, the Shulchan Aruch says, we pask in that case, the person has the wind is blowing the psilas of his work into his neighbor's field. There, the Shulchan Aruch says, also it's Gira Delay, and you have to be marchik. Va'afa pishu chayv la'archik kokach imaylicha yaruach mitzuya hamayitz va'afar v'hizika potter milashah. There you potter. So we have it. The Gemara only has two cases of gira delay, right? In this Gemara at least. It has two cases of gira delay. It has case number one, the papa yunah case. Case number two, the raksa case. In the first case it says b'di'evit you have to pay. In the second case, it says, b'di'evit, you don't have to pay. What's the difference between the two cases? So then the Muki Yosef, on Daf Yud Beis of the Muki Yosef, says at the end of his piece, that when you're mazik with your ma'isa, it's your ma'isa that does the gira delay, then you're chayiv l'shalem. Where the gira delay is only a grama, then you're potter. Then you're potter. Where gira delay is only causing, like the raksa which the wind blows, so it's indirect. So the first case of gira delay, when I'm banging and it shakes your house, that's my maisa mamish. So then I'm chayiv to pay because it's my maisa of gira delay. In the case of raksa v'aruch mesayai, that's different. Here it's a grama of my gira delay. So a grama I made the relay there on potter milashalim. That's what it says in the Muki Yosef. That's the chiluk between the two cases. Now, so we have two cases and we have two things clear. What about all the other cases in this parable? I'm afraid to define it because I don't want to be held to it. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll tell you how the Gra teaches it. The Gra says, why you put him on the shalim? I'll tell you the Lashon HaSma. The Sma's Lashon is because it's a grammar. Dilzer Nilma Meaklal, the climb along Grama Benizikim Patim. He says it's a Grama. See, I'm afraid to use the word Kaichai. We're going to have to, if we have a chance, discuss what Kaichai means. He says it's a Grama. Sometimes Gira Delay, in both cases, it's Gira Delay. But what causes the damage? Is the damage caused by my Maisa? Or my act is only a Grama? When I bang and it breaks your window, that's my Maisa. When I throw things, when I work with things, I throw it to the wind and the wind blows it, like the Kavano, like the Gemara says, so then it's a Grama. So Grama is part. What about all the other cases in the Perek? So that's Sif Lamed Gimel. In Sif Lamed Gimel, right, there's a big space from Tesvav to Lamed Aleph. Right, Tesvav is the case of Papa Yunai. Lamed Aleph is the case of Raksa. In between, there's all the other cases. Lamed Gimel says, Samach pe'echad me'elu shahayalai laharchik v'garam hezek l'chaveret. All the other cases of Gira Delay, yesh misha paiter milashalim v'yesh misha mechayim. The Machlokes Rishayim on all of the other Gira Delays of this Terek, if you're chayiv to pay with the Eved, or if you're potter to pay. What are they arguing in? Klar l'chayim. They're arguing, should we be medame to the case of Papi Yunav? Or should we be medame to the case of Raksa? Which case is it most similar to? That appears to be the Machlaikis. In what is this Machlaikis Talon? So I'm not sure yet. But let's just think out loud. If you hold like Taisus and the Muki Yosef, that Gira Delay is considered Adam Amazik. So then it's Adam Amazik. And all these cases like them happens miyad. You put the zephes, the gephes, and zevel down. Miyad, it starts to leach. Taisus shita is that right away it's mazik. It's mistaver like Taisus. You should have to pay like the little piyos. According to the Ramban, it's the din in achokas nezikin. So stoma, you don't have to pay for these things because it's not miyad. It's not totally in being miyad. Being miyad is not the chiyuv of gefes v'zev. It's not because it's miyad. It's not an adam amazik. It's a din of achokas nezikin. If you hold it's a din of achokas nezikin, so stami, you don't have to pay. Unless you show me a case of banging where it's biyadaya mamish, then you have to pay. The same thing if you have any of the other cases. If you can show me that one of those cases is mazik miyad, like adam amazik, then it'll achinami, then it'll be chayiv. Because a man, it's not considered to be a mazik miyad, it'll be potter from pay. It would be very geschmack if where it says yesh misha poiter, it would say on the side Ramban, yesh misha mechayiv, it would say Taisus and the Nevuki Yosef. What does it actually say? Yesh misha poiter, it says sma b'shem arayvit, and yesh misha mechayiv, it says the bala iter. So we're a little stuck in knowing if it's emes that it's totally zeh b'zeh. But certainly, if Hashkafa Rishayda was starting the Perek, it should work that way. If it's Adam Amazik, more reason to be chayit. If it's Atzachakas Nezikim, more reason to be patim. And this is L'chayr, this should be the mahalach, the approach that we have in approaching the Perek. So basically, what we try to do as this is all a hakdama to this Perek. We try to define the Machlaikis Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim based on the Nesivis that we spoke out on Wednesday. We try to define Gira Delay using Rabbi Arya Leib's Mahalach to understand Rashi Shita, Taisus Shita, and Ramban Shita. And then we have these two Machlaikis Rishayim, whether a person who is Saimach is allowed to be Saimach before the Nizik arrives. If you could be Saimach, all these Mishnayos, could you put it there before the Nizik comes? And whether there's a chiyuv tashlumin in all the cases we're going to learn, it's a second machlokes rishayim. These are two inyanim, these are sort of the hagdama. Now, what remains really in this sugya is the last case of Raksa, Taisus mixes in Hilchos Shabbos. If this would be the middle of the Zman, I would go to town with Hilchos Shabbos here and try to understand Dine Grama and Hilchos Shabbos. As it is, I don't want to lose the flow of La Yachbar. So I'd like to start the beginning of the Perek, but I far have a Yetzer Hara. So tomorrow a little bit, I'm going to start, spend not more than the first half of Shir B'li Neder on this last piece and understanding what Taisus compares it to Hilchos Shabbos. The Gemara compares it to Hilchos Shabbos. It talks a little about Grama and Hilchos Shabbos. But then, B'li Neder, we're going to cut, we're going to go to the first parak.